This is NPR.
I have indeed. Good morning, everyone. Kenya's opposition leaders have called off a rally that was supposed to be held today in hopes of preventing massive riots in the capital city of Nairobi. Police fired tear gas and water cannons to beat back protesters who'd already begun amassing for the so-called Million Man Rally. Opposition leader Raila Odinga called the march to protest President Mwai Kibaki's re-election in the December 27th vote. Odinga insists the election was a sham. The political dispute has triggered a wave of ethnic violence nationwide. 300 people have been killed and more than 100,000 have been displaced. Opposition leaders say they will hold an alternate gathering next Tuesday. Meanwhile, Kenya's attorney general has called for an independent body to verify the vote tally in the disputed election. And in Pakistan, political opposition leaders are denouncing the government's decision to postpone parliamentary elections for 6 weeks in that country. The ruling came down yesterday to delay elections in the wake of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto's death. Officials said they need the time to recover from the violence that followed Bhutto's assassination. Nearly 60 people were killed. Bhutto's husband had demanded the vote go ahead, hoping that his wife's party could capitalize on a sympathy vote. The other main opposition leader, Nawaz Sharif, called again for President Pervez Musharraf to step down from office. The new elections in Pakistan are scheduled to take place February 18th. And America's largest military contractor has agreed to pay $2.5 million to a former employee who claimed he was harassed and threatened because he's black. It's the largest ever settlement for an individual race discrimination case. Lockheed Martin has agreed to pay the sum to Charles Daniel. The aviation electrician said he was subjected to racial slurs and threatened with bodily harm while working. The alleged harassment took place while Daniels worked at plants in Florida, Washington State, and Hawaii. Finally, it's cold in Iowa today, really cold, about negative 4 with the wind chill factor right now. Nevertheless, presidential hopefuls are hoping intrepid Iowa voters will brave the chill and head out tonight to participate in the Iowa caucuses. NPR's David Green is in Des Moines. He says candidates and their staffers have been working overtime to get out the vote.
All of the campaigns are going after first-time caucus-goers. If you go to some of these events, they'll ask some very basic questions to the crowds. Do you know when the caucuses are? Do you know if you're eligible to caucus? Do you know where to go? Do you know what time to be there? Do you know how this works? So they're really trying to inform people and get as many new caucus-goers to get behind them as possible. And the ground operation is certainly going to be important. And a lot of Iowans point back to 2004 when Howard Dean was a big name, but there was a late surge in the final days by John Kerry, by John Edwards, who finished first and second. So Iowans like to surprise, and they're saying that, not to predict too much ahead of time this year as well.
We'll see. That was NPR's David Green reporting, and that is the news. You can find it all the time at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Are you kind of wishing you were there?
A little bit. I went to a caucus. Have you been to a caucus?
No.
I went to a caucus once, and it was a raucous caucus.
It was a raucous caucus.
It was a bunch of frat boys who were supporting their former frat or the alumni of the frat, Dick Lugar.
Ah.
So you can imagine the chants at the caucus.
What rhymes with Lugar? I don't get it. Oh, I see.
Dick,
I see where you're
there
going.
You go. Yeah. There you go. Should we start a pool in the office about who's going to win?
Totally.
I think we should start predictions. Maybe put it on the blog later.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I like that idea. As long as we can win something. I want a prize.
I'll work on that.
You get a
Thanks,
hug from
Rachel.
Dick Lugar.
Awesome.